This is
Culture, Chapter 2
of the Create Detonate Side Stories. A Captain America, Iron Man, Marvel Cinematic Universe fanfic, written by Paperfaith and read by Rena Jenkins, as part of Pod Together 2015. These stories are rated R, for content, not sex, sorry, and contain the pairing Natasha Stark, James Bucky Barnes, and the relationships between Natasha Stark and James Bucky Barnes, James Bucky Barnes and Steve Rogers, Steve Rogers and Natasha Stark. With additional tags for female Tony Stark, Ficklets, Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Timestamp, Collection, Dark, Angst, Aftermath of Torture, Arguments, Pop Culture. Tags to be added. This is hard, and it won't make any sense without reading Create Detonate first. Praise kink, sort of. Full body cuddles. Note. These stories borrow heavily from canon previously established in the fic Create Detonate, and as such will not make quite so much sense or be nearly as enjoyable without having consumed that fan work first. Check out the fic or the podfic because they're both fan-fucking-tastic. Summary. Tasha and Steve fight. Pop culturally. Or something. Set shortly after Create Detonate. Tasha eats, lives, and breathes pop culture. It takes James about a month to figure out that's what her weird references are. But once he does, they are everywhere. She has material for everything from burnt breakfast to the apocalypse. And she doesn't even think about these things, just mumbles them without paying attention, and he understands how that might drive people mad. The disregard of it. The levity that is sometimes so out of place it hurts. But James has spent the better part of a century in a place where the only laughter was cruel, and any sort of humor was ripped out of them. Tasha turning social situations into awkward clusterfucks because her mouth runs off with her is perfectly alright with him. He likes it. Like right now. Tasha is standing on one end of the kitchen island. Steve on the other. Both of them are frowning at each other because they get on like cats and dogs most days. And James hates it a little. But the entertainment value, once little sister pointed it out, is pretty good. So he lets them have at it until someone threatens bodily harm. Usually Tasha. Steve is too 40s for that kind of thing. They're trying to break him of it, but so far he's the same stubborn cuss he's always been. He can say things like that now. Things like the way he's always been. And trust that they're actually true. Memory. His memory. I just wish you'd- Tasha cut Steve off, obnoxiously. We don't use the W word in this house. Well, it's one step up from telling Steve to shove his antiquated fucking worldview up his perfectly shaped bubble butt before she does it for him. But only one step. What is that supposed to mean? It's supposed to mean that your mouth is open and sound is coming from it, and I have just about had it, okay? Spank your inner moppet, cry into your damn pillow, I don't care, but get over yourself. Stop fixating on the fact that I'm the one talking, and start listening to what I'm saying, damn it. This was working long before we dragged your ass out of Hydra Central. We do not need you. I was trying to offer constructive criticism. It's not my fault you're unwilling to listen. Howard would have... And there he goes. Tasha makes an inarticulate noise of rage, and James is tempted to let her call her suit and wail on Stevie for a little while, because he knows, that Howard is the one button you do not push. But the mad genius catches herself before she flies off the handle completely, switches to the bright, fake smile she wears for the press, and proceeds to completely ignore Captain America in the middle of the kitchen. Instead, she flounces up to James, presses a peck to his cheek, and offers, I'm off to blow shit up. If the apocalypse comes, beat me. And then she's gone to undoubtedly blast music at ear-splitting decibels until she comes down to look with Steve in the eye again. James, left with a confused best friend and no real energy to play middleman again, sighs. Beside him, perched on the counter, Natalia idly bites into a potato chip and asks, how many Buffy references was that? 5? James knows why he recognized Tasha's weapons of choice for today. The woman in question made him marathon all 7 seasons with her. He doesn't know why Natalia does, though. When he asks, all she does is beam and offer, I'm Secret Identity Girl. Telling you would be boring. Then she jumps off the counter, grabs a last handful of chips, and saunters out, calling, Have fun peacemaking, as she goes. And James? James is left with an irate best friend, an angry girlfriend in the basement, and Hydra looming over all of them. And he is so, so tired of the two of them fighting every step of the way because it makes things 1,000 times harder than they have to be. Especially because, from where he's standing, it's glaringly obvious that half the time, their issues stem from them simply having completely different ways of communicating. Steve can be a dry-witted son of a bitch when he wants to be, but when it counts, he picks his words carefully and for maximum impact. Because once upon a time, they were the only defense he had. Whereas Tasha quotes, jokes, and circumnavigates any issue until everyone's blue in the face, rather than just getting to the point because, to her, words are cheap. She talks the way she thinks, in 3 languages and 7 directions at once, and it seems dismissive, like she isn't paying attention. But James has had her quote back entire conversations at him verbatim, when it seemed like she wasn't paying a lick of attention to him. And even if she couldn't do that, Jarvis is recording everything. James has no patience for the song and dance today. So, in a fit of either genius inspiration or complete insanity, he grabs his best friend by the shoulder and starts steering him toward the living room. Jarvis, he asks, before Steve can start demanding things. Can you cue up Buffy, please? Start with episode 1. It's probably not going to change much of anything between Steve and Tasha, but at least Steve can stop looking confused whenever Tasha gets quoting. Star Wars after that, he thinks. Maybe Star Trek. The end for now. As of August 2015, this series is open-ended, and the Create, Detonate side stories are closed enough, but there is a potential for more to be added. And if more stories get added to this universe, Murder Strut Walkoff, then those podfics and stories will be added to this work on the AO3 and also on the Audiofic Archive. And yeah, thank you for sticking around for the whole entire universe that is this story. These asides were written sort of simultaneously to the main story, Create, Detonate, and just, there's so much in this world that's so beautiful and wonderful, and Paper Faith has done such a kick-fucking-awesome job of making everything so real and gorgeous. So yeah, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.